Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Monday, May 22nd edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we're going to be talking about movies, TVs, and comics today. TVs isn't a word, but I said it anyway. First up, just our daily reminder that Wonder Woman marketing is all over the place. I feel like something new is released every 5 minutes. It's not quite that frequently, probably every hour, but it still feels like that. So there's tons of interviews, behind the scenes photos and videos you can search out. They drop like a new poster every day. One with her holding the tank is pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah.
There was a cast and crew interview yesterday. There's been a B-roll footage released, which is sort of like backup footage. Not necessarily scenes from the movie, but video of them filming that. And I think there's been something like 7 clips of the film released, which is not uncommon. But so none of this stuff is all out there. If you want to watch it, it is, I would say no one of those things is necessarily spoilery. If you do watch all of them, just as a warning, I haven't watched all of them. If you do, you can sort of, if you watch them all together, you can start just piece the movie together. Especially when you start watching it, but none of them are necessarily spoilery. This is just normal marketing stuff, but it is all over the place.
Yeah, they're really, really ramping up the marketing, getting people to know about this movie. Of course, if you haven't heard of Wonder Woman, my guess is that the first time you hear about it probably won't be like a behind-the-scenes picture.
Right.
So this is definitely just to, you know, grow the hype for the people who do want to see all this stuff. But like you said, I'm not looking at all of this. I've seen some of it, but I don't want to watch all of the clips in. I think the behind the scenes video is like 10 minutes long. I don't want to watch all of that because, like you said, you can start to piece together the story maybe, or just when you're watching a movie, it's kind of annoying sometimes. Like, oh, I wonder when this part is going to come. And then you're just like sitting there waiting for that part to come.
Yeah, that's what happened with me with Batman v Superman, because I watched all of this and probably multiple times. And so like I was able to piece the movie together. I'm like, oh, I've already seen this part. I know what happens. What's next, you know, and all that. So it definitely does change the experience, which some people care about, some people don't. But if you do, it's out there. If you don't care, it's out there. Just a quick update on talk shows. If you're into that kind of thing, watching the cast do interviews on talk shows and everything, it looks like there's quite a few the next couple days. Tomorrow, May 23rd, Gal Gadot will be on Jimmy Fallon, and Chris Pine will be on Seth Meyers, and Robin Wright will be on Ellen DeGeneres. And then Wednesday, Robin Wright will be on Stephen Colbert. Chris Pine will be on Live with Kelly and Ryan. I don't know who Ryan is. I haven't watched the morning talk shows probably since Suicide Squad or Batman v Superman was released, but there you go. And then the one actual piece of news for Wonder Woman we have is that there won't be an end credit scene. Article with Cinema Blend with producer Charles Roven. Basically confirmed it. He said, I'm not going to say we'd never do one. There was one in Suicide Squad, but I don't think that we want to feel that we're forced to do something just because we didn't in the past.
Yeah, and that makes sense. It's if they're going to have an end credit scene, just do it if it serves the story, or if the director wants it, or whoever's making the movie wants it. Like, I don't think it needs to be a blanket rule that like every single movie needs to have an end credit scene, post credit scene, whatever. It's whatever fits the movie best. So makes sense.
Yeah. And I would like to see one, but just because I would like to see footage of something. But having said that, if they're like, I don't know what would make sense for this one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we know it's leading into Justice League already. Like if there was something other than Aquaman filming, like if Gotham City Sirens or Shazam was filming something after Justice League that didn't have to do with Justice League, because you don't want to show a clip from Aquaman because we're going to see Aquaman next in Justice League. So there's not really anything to show. I mean, maybe you could tease Wonder Woman 2, but, you know, who knows how far that is. So it makes sense that there isn't one.
Yep. All right. So speaking of Gotham City Sirens, it might not be David Ayer's next film. According to a Deadline article, he is in early talks to direct the Scarface reboot, which is scheduled to be released in August 2018. And then Humberto Gonzalez on Periscope said that his opinion is that Ayer won't direct Gotham City Sirens at all. So what do you think about this time?
And Gonzalez actually said that before the Scarface news came out. So it makes me wonder, did Humberto say that because he knew the Scarface thing was coming? Or is there something else that delaying it, or that would make it, you think, Ayer wasn't going to do Gotham City Sirens, so he's going to do Scarface instead. I'm curious. So I don't know if this means, you know, that maybe they didn't have room in the schedule for Gotham City Sirens till a little later, so he's going to go do a film, a pretty quick film, if it's coming out in August of next year. Yeah. Wouldn't take him long. Maybe he wanted to do this and fill this in his schedule, or if, you know, this isn't planned for a while and maybe they're looking for different directors or something. Maybe he just wanted to do something else. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. If it does end up that he doesn't want to do this film, I do hope that they get like a female director to do Gotham City Sirens. I think it's another female strong, female led movie. I think it'd be cool to have a female director doing it. But that said, if he does still want to do the movie, obviously I'd be fine with it. I liked what he did with Suicide Squad, so I'd like to see his take on this, because it's basically, we'll at least have one of the same characters.
Right, and like women don't have to direct women movies. And
Yeah,
exactly. You know, we don't have to do like women do women and men do men, but since it's female-led, it makes you think of women, because, and I would totally be for that. I know we were just talking around the other day, like Catherine Bigelow or Elizabeth Banks or something like that.
Could be
pretty fun to watch, so I don't know. But... you know, maybe somebody else takes Gotham City Sirens and he goes back to Suicide Squad 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's we'll wait and see how it shuffles out. But I think that, you know, we're going to see Gotham City Sirens and Suicide Squad one way or the other with as much money as Suicide Squad made.
You know,
we're going to see more from these characters. And it is TV finale week in the DCCW universe. Tonight we have Supergirl, tomorrow Flash, and then Wednesday Arrow. Arrow and Supergirl released extended trailers for the finales. If you want to check those out, they're pretty awesome. I think, you know, all three of these shows are really making their last two episodes feel like events, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. I don't know, not a whole lot to be gleaned from these trailers. Both of them show a lot of fighting. And if you don't want to be spoiled, don't watch them. But if you've been watching the show so far, I wouldn't say that anything in these trailers are really spoilers at all. You really know that this is coming already.
Right. Just a reminder how cool, like, everyone coming back, you know, all the cast coming back that we've talked about before for Arrow and some of the surprise stuff in Supergirl. It's cool to see. I'm excited. I think all these shows are ending on a high note, which I'm glad.
Definitely. Vixen the movie is going to release on Blu-ray and DVD tomorrow, and DC Superhero Girls Intergalactic Games is going to release on DVD only tomorrow. Both of them are already available digitally, and Vixen is just going to be seasons 1 and 2 of the Vixen animated series that you could watch on the CW Seed, plus 15 minutes of new footage. And we have a review for Vixen. Did we do both seasons of Vixen?
Yes, we did.
Okay, yeah. So we have reviews of that already. If you want to check it out, we'll have links in the show notes. I really enjoyed it, but so you can get it physically to actually have in your hand and pop in your Blu-ray player if you want tomorrow.
Yeah, and I don't know. I guess I don't know if we'll do a full review if depending on what's in the 15 minutes, but it's got 15 minutes of new footage plus some bonus features too that come with it. So that's cool if you're into that. And then last thing, DC Comics has announced. This just sounds pretty cool. Some Jack Kirby one-shots to be released in August. August of this year would have been Kirby's 100th birthday. So I think, you know, any comic book companies, I'm sure Marvel and I know DC are doing stuff to sort of celebrate that. So they're doing one-shots in August for Mr. Miracle, Black Racer, Newsboy Legion, Darkseid, Orion, OMAC, and Manhunter. If you're a fan of the Fourth World, that sounds fantastic. And I can't wait. But it's a variety of different authors and artists, so something to check out if you're a Kirby fan.
Yeah, Jack Kirby could do all that stuff by himself. He's like 15 artists and writers all in one, and he just did it all by himself.
Right. All right, well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.